I met this guy once. We shared our fantasies with each other. There was one of mine that he loved and he couldn't stop talking about. He said that he wanted to make it a reality for me. And I kind of just laughed and brushed it off. I was like, yeah, sure, go ahead. I guess be careful what you wish for. A consensual non-consent fantasy, but with two men wearing masks. A couple months passed. Me and this guy kept in contact. We were becoming pretty close. He lived a few hours away from me, so we never really met. We just used to FaceTime each other. He knew where I lived because he used to send me things in the mail. And I used to send him things too, so I had his address. We had a lot of common interests. I was coming home from a late night at work. I went in the house. I locked the door like I always do. There are things that I told this man about how I live and what I do. I had one of my bedroom windows open. I had music playing in the background. It was definitely not the best audio soundtrack for what was about to happen to me. I finished my shower. I remember wrapping my towel around me, and then I heard something in my bedroom. I thought maybe a gust of wind just blew something over. As soon as I walked out into the room, there were two tall, dark figures, both in masks that covered their nose and their mouths, and only their eyes were showing. I just stood there in shock. I always thought in this situation, I would always just run and try to grab something to defend myself. But I was in a towel, and they were standing in front of the door. And I knew by looking at these men that there was absolutely nothing I could do. That moment, I didn't even consider that it was my friend that I've been talking to for months. I just thought two strangers had broken into my house, and by the vibe I got and the way they were staring me up and down, I knew they weren't there to steal anything except for my body. I was panicking. They just stood there calmly. Their eyes pierced through me. Both of them had beautiful eyes. I started begging them. Please leave. I don't have anything you want. Please, please leave. One of them tilted his head, and I couldn't see it, but I could tell he was smirking under that mask. The other one stepped forward. My only instinct at that point was to run behind me and close the bathroom door and put my full body weight on it to see if I could keep them out. I was just a silly little girl. They could break the door down easily. As soon as I ran in there and shut the door, I felt their force. Only one of them, and it's easily opened. If only one of them had that much strength, I couldn't even imagine what both of them could do. I was crying. I moved back toward the shower. And I was begging and pleading this man walking towards me, please, please leave me alone. Please leave. Please don't do this. And the first time I heard them speak, was after I said those words. He had this sinister laugh. And he said, you have no idea who you're talking to, little girl. I was still wearing the towel. I was clutching it to me. My hair was wet, dripping all down my body. It was making me so cold. I was shaking. He walked closer towards me. The other one just stood in the doorway. I heard the other one speak for the first time. He said, oh, baby girl, you're so wrong about not having anything we want. The one that was closest to me grabbed me by the arm. I struggled, but there was nothing I could do. He pulled me to him. He grabbed my hair and twisted it and started leading me out into the room. Tears were streaming down my face. I began to wonder, how could I ever fantasize about something like this? I was terrified, and this was not what I wanted. I kept pleading and begging and crying, but that only seemed to make them happier. He threw me down on the bed. I sat up, holding my towel, staring up at them as they hovered over me. One of them bent down and whispered something in my ear. And that's when I figured it out. That's when I knew who this man was. This was him. And I looked up with shock. He was giving me my fantasy. Part of me was in complete shock. At least I knew who this was, and it wasn't just someone random. After he whispered that in my ear, he stood up, and him and his friend both looked at each other. One of them nodded. The guy that I knew started to speak. He told me that he was going to fuck me, and his friend was going to fuck me, and there was nothing I can do about it. He told me that if I try to get away, he's going to hurt me. They both stood over me, looking down at me like I was just a piece of meat that they were about to devour. Even though this guy and I had been talking for so long, he was still a stranger to me. I was still scared, and I still didn't fully want it. I guess I was a silly little girl who didn't know that I shouldn't be giving this stranger online all this information about me. Maybe that sick part of me really did want him to do it. I was so afraid. I looked at him in his eyes and said, "I know what you're doing, and I don't know if I really want it now." He moved towards me. He started to grab the towel from my fingers. I gripped it harder, and I said, "No, please. I don't really want this. Please stop." His friend, who stood behind him, just laughed. It was such an evil laugh. He said to me, "Remember what I just told you, princess?" Our eyes met. He took his thumb, and he wiped a tear that was running down my face. He rubbed his hands through my hair and started stroking my cheek. The other man started to walk behind the bed so that I couldn't see him. When I turned to look at him, my friend grabbed my chin and jerked it toward him. He said, "I don't want you to look behind you." He said, "Keep your eyes on me." I could feel the other man getting onto the bed. I was breathing so heavily, and I was still crying. I was still afraid. Why do I have to tell people my fantasies for? It got me into trouble. All of a sudden, I felt this man behind me grab me and pull me backward. I was laying flat on my back with just my head laying on his lap. His arms were so strong. I tried to move. I tried to get up. There was nothing I could do. He was just holding me down, like, easily. The towel that I was gripping started to come apart. The guy that was in front of me started slowly rubbing his hand up my legs. And then he grabbed the towel and he ripped the rest of it off of me. I was laying there completely naked. I was shivering and shaking. It was so cold. I continued to plead, "Please, please, this isn't what I want. Please stop." He was staring at my pussy. It was shaved and wet from the shower.
The guy that was behind me took his hands and grabbed my bare breasts and started squeezing and caressing them, telling me how perfect they fit in his hands. He started to squeeze them harder, and he pinched my nipples. He grabbed my neck and squeezed on it just a little bit. He told me I was being a good girl, and that I need to keep being a good girl. This softness I knew wasn't gonna last long. I could see it, I could feel it. These men, they were about to get more dangerous. I used my legs, and I pushed up against the man in front of me, which wasn't a good idea. He got on top of me, and he slapped me on the face, while the other man just laughed. He told me if I do that again, I was gonna regret it. He started playing with my boobs too. They took turns. As he straddled over me, he pulled his mask up just enough to reveal his mouth. And then he leaned down and started sucking on my nipples. And then he moved his body down and started kissing and licking on my belly. And then he kept going. I was squirming underneath him. The other man was still holding me down. And then he put his thumb in my mouth and told me to suck on it. Told me to practice before I started sucking on his dick. I was still crying. I didn't want to suck this man's finger. I almost considered biting him, but I knew that would be a mistake. I kept sucking on it. He told me to look up at him while I did it. I looked up at his masked face. His eyes were glaring down at me, and I was so scared. But I kept sucking on his finger. I think he liked how I was whining. The other man made his way down to my pussy. He kissed the outside of it very slowly. And then I felt his tongue. He started to lick it very soft and slow. And then he sucked on it. And I was squirming. I was trying to get it away, but I couldn't do anything. I started licking it faster. He kept telling the other guy. I tasted so sweet. The man behind me pulled his finger from my mouth, and he started to slowly glide his hand down my body while the other guy was licking. He put his finger inside of me, and he licked it. I was just laying there while these men just touched me. They were doing anything they wanted. They were kissing me and groping me and licking me. They were tasting me. It was about to get so much worse. The man in front got up on his knees and pulled my legs apart. He took his fingers and rubbed them up and down and around my clit. The man behind me grabbed me underneath my arms and hoisted me up just a little bit. The man in front got in between my legs and used his knees to keep them spread apart. He took his fingers and he rubbed harder and faster. He kept saying, "Oh, my pussy is so sweet and so tight." The man behind me put his hand back on my neck and put his fingers and traced my lips. The man in front of me started fingering me and staring at me. I looked away, but he leaned over quickly and he grabbed my chin. While the other man's hand was still on my neck, he squeezed my face really hard and told me he wanted me to keep my eyes on him. He wanted me to watch him as he fucked me with his fingers. His motions with his fingers got faster and harder. He pushed in and further. I yelled out. And then the man behind me put his hand over my mouth. They were both talking to me, saying different things like, "Yeah, you like that, don't you, you little fucking slut? You're our little fucking toy tonight. We're gonna have so much fun with you tonight. We're gonna fuck you until you're not able to move, baby. I bet you like this. I can feel how wet you are. You love it, don't you?" I was so tense. So it did hurt. Just his fingers were hurting. I can't imagine how it's gonna feel when something else went inside of me. I started moaning louder. I tried to force my knees together, but he was in between them. I tried to arch my back, to pull away so his fingers would slip out. He finally let go of my mouth. He was fucking my pussy with his fingers so hard and fast. I felt his other hand go underneath me and grab my ass and squeeze. When his hand was off my mouth, I pleaded, "Stop it, please stop." They both were laughing. They were talking to each other like I was just some doll they were using. One of them would say, "I can't wait till we fuck this little slut raw." He pulled his fingers out and he immediately grabbed my face and stuck those fingers inside my mouth and rubbed them up against my tongue. He told me to taste myself. He told me to see how sweet I was. He sat up and he started to unbuckle his belt. The man behind me finally let go of my arms and he moved and I fell back flat onto the bed. I just laid there. I don't think I had any more tears left to cry at that point. I knew what was about to happen. I sat myself up a little bit and I screamed at him, "Please, please don't do this. I can't take anymore. Please, please don't fuck me. Please, I don't want it. I can't take it. Please." They both were silent, like they didn't hear me. They just continued what they were doing. Both of them took their belts off, but neither of them took their pants all the way off. They just pulled their zippers down. Both of them got in front of me, and I can see how big and hard they both were. There's no way I can handle it. I got up and I tried to move to the back of the bed, but before I could all the way, one of them grabbed my ankle and just with one hand, he was able to pull me all the way down until my ass was on the very edge of the bed. The other one grabbed my other leg. He reached over and grabbed my hair and pulled it until I sat up. The one that grabbed me by the hair pulled my face and told me to suck on him. He said he wanted to see my eyes while I did it. He said he wanted to see my tears rolling down my cheeks while I had him in my mouth. He said he wanted to feel the back of my throat. And the other one grabbed his dick and started stroking it. I shook my head. And the other one took me by the jaw. And he slapped my face really hard, told me to do as I was told. So I looked back at the other man, and I slowly started putting his dick in my mouth and sucking it. I was so afraid. He was so hard, and it's because he was raping me. I sucked on it, and he told me to look up at him. The other one was still stroking his dick, watching. And he was petting my head, telling me I was such a good girl. He told me to do the same thing, suck on him and look up at him so he can see my big, beautiful eyes. I did as I was told. I sucked on him, and then he forcefully pushed his dick into the back of my throat, and I coughed and I gagged and I cried. And he just laughed. I did that over and over again for both of them. After I did that for a while, I had my spit all over my face. One of them just took his hand and wiped it all off. And then down my neck, he picked me up and put me over his shoulder. And then he threw me back down onto the bed. He immediately got on top of me. I pushed him and I hit him. And I think I even smacked him. He just laughed at me. He called me cute. I felt his whole body weight on me. He was so big and strong. I kept trying to push him off. After I fought and tried to get him off of me, he spread my legs open. He pushed himself into me really hard and really fast, and I screamed out because it hurt so bad. The other guy got on the side of the bed on his knees, and he lifted me up a little bit so that I could keep sucking on his cock while I was being fucked by his friend. He kept shoving it in me hard and fast. I kept saying, please, please stop. Please stop it. I don't want this. He shoved it in so hard. He wasn't going fast, but he was really deep. He grabbed and lifted my leg up just so he could go deeper. And he slammed into me over and over and over again. I felt like it was going up into my belly. The other guy was pulling on my hair, shoving his cock into my mouth really hard. And my throat was burning. They were fucking me so rough. Then they got up and switched. When the other guy came over to me, he was a little more gentle. He put it in really slow. And he kept telling me I had such a pretty pussy. And he wanted to watch it while he fucked me. He lifted me up by my legs. And he put it in me. And he just looked at it and watched as he fucked it. It went harder and faster now. He put one hand on my neck and told me he's gonna sneak in anytime he wants, and he's gonna take it. He wants me to always anticipate it. No matter where I'm at, no matter what I'm doing, I'm his. He's gonna find me, and there's nothing I could do about it. He was saying all this to me while he was fucking me harder. After he was done with that, he picked my little weak body up. I was so exhausted. One of them grabbed my body, and he turned me over on my belly. And he lifted me to my knees, and I just collapsed on the bed. And then he spanked my ass really hard and said I better use all my strength to stay up. So I did. I stayed up on my knees that time. One of them got in front of me and told me he wanted me to suck on his cock while his friend fucked me from behind. Told him my mouth hurt, and he just laughed at me. He grabbed me really hard by my hair, and he shoved his cock into the back of my throat again. As the other one shoved his hard dick into my pussy, and he started pumping in me and gripping my hips. He smacked my ass, and they were fucking me at the same time. As he gripped my hips and pulled me back, the other one took my hair, and he tried to pull me towards his dick to make it go deeper into my mouth. They took turns doing this. Felt like I was choking. I don't know if I was just becoming numb to it, but it also started to feel good. The man whose dick I had in my mouth wanted to switch with the other. The other guy pulled his cock out of my wet pussy. After they switched, they started doing the exact same thing. Fucking me harder and faster, over and over. Time was just going by so slow, I thought it was never gonna end. The one that was behind said he couldn't last any longer. He said he had to come. I took the other guy's dick out of my mouth, and I begged and I screamed, please, please don't come in me, please. And then I felt it. It's like that instantly made him come. He gripped my hips and pulled me to him, and I could feel him coming inside of me. He was groaning, and the other one was stroking his dick as he watched his friend come in me while I was screaming for him not to. After the other guy was done, the one in front of me pulled me to him. He pushed me backwards on the bed. The other man's cum was starting to drip out of me. So the other guy put on top of me and put his dick inside me. He held me down by my throat, told me to stare at his eyes, told me that he owned me, while he started pumping me really fast and really hard. Then he gripped my neck harder. I felt him explode inside of me. After he was done coming, he loosened his grip up on my neck. Both of them stood in front of me. and just watched me fall limp onto the bed with both of their cum dripping out of my pussy. I couldn't even move anymore. I just laid there and just saw them watching me. They zipped their pants up and put their belts on. And then they left the same way that they came in. And I just laid there for 30 minutes or more. I can't remember. A day later, I got a message from my friend. He asked me how my last evening was. I didn't know what to say, so I just said, thank you.